Mordor, White Walkers, Darkseid, Terminus, Hufflepuff, if any of those words put you in a mood to talk nerdy, then you are probably a fan of fantasy fiction. The stereotype is you're a teenage boy or young man, probably white. But female fans are out there. I'm one of them, and so is Emily Jones in GPB Savannah. In fact, she is a diehard consumer of fantasy fiction, and she spends her Sundays like a lot of people do with the HBO series Game of Thrones. She has stuck with that show even though she has pretty harsh words about its misogynistic treatment of female characters. Emily explains why it bothers her almost more than mistreatment of women in the real world.
The premiere episode of this season of Game of Thrones got a lot of praise for finally giving some wins to women. And it was well-deserved praise. After 5 seasons of rape and totally gratuitous female nudity, it felt great to watch a few women seize control of their fates and stab dudes who deserved it. But mostly, our latest trip to Westeros and the glut of cultural commentary that comes with it just renews my excitement for the next installment in one of my favorite fantasy book series. And no, I don't mean the long-awaited 6th book in the series Game of Thrones is based on. I'm talking about the Old Kingdom books by Garth Nix. Here's why. Women just aren't oppressed in that world. There's no real patriarchy. People ride around on horseback and live in castles. They fight with swords and magic, all the usual hallmarks of your standard fantasy lit. But Nix remembers this one key thing most fantasy authors seem to forget. They're making up this world. It's fantasy. So if the gender politics are terrible, it's because the author made the gender politics terrible. It's the most basic thing to me. If you're going to imagine a universe full of magic and dragons, you're clearly departing the reality that we live in. When you're willing to throw modern medicine and technology and even physics to the wind, why, of all things, do you have to cling to the gender norms of our real world? Winter can last years and dead bodies can return as creepy ice zombies, but somehow women are still primarily expected to be dutiful wives and mothers. What? Some fantasy authors do this on purpose, to give their female characters something to fight against. I'll admit, that can be really fun and empowering to watch. And Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin explicitly says his series is based on our own Middle Ages, so this may be intentional for him to some degree. But not entirely, and I really doubt that it's an intentional choice for most authors. I think many have so thoroughly internalized our own gender politics that they don't even think to throw them out. So, a reminder to fantasy creators. As you ask yourself questions like, can my characters time travel and should I use an undead army in this story? Maybe add a few questions about your female characters. Is there a good narrative reason to oppress the women in this story? Does everyone holding a sword have to be a man? The answer is probably no. Like any good fan, I'm eagerly watching Game of Thrones this season, and I will devour the next book when it comes out. But what I'm really looking forward to is diving back into a series where the strong female protagonist battles all kinds of dangers and challenges, and none of them have anything to do with her gender.
Emily Jones is a reporter with GPB Savannah. What do you think about the way women are portrayed in science fiction and fantasy? Is there an author or show writer who gets it right, do you think? We want to hear from you. Call us at 404-500-9457 or tweet us at OST Talk. This is On Second Thought.